Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the country of Israel, who was today attacked viciously in Simchas Torah, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Kadosh Baruch Hu should be shomer kol Ezrachei Yisrael, kol Chayalei Tzal. And we're going to be learning about Parashas Bereishis, based on the Shal Shudas Drasha, given by Maran HaRav, Tafresh Tzadik, 1929. Bereishis Bar Elokim is a Shemayim B'Sa'aret. So here we have a Lashon of Elokim. That's one psicha for Maisa Bereishis. And we have another psicha for Maisa Bereishis. Ela Todos Shemayim B'Aretz B'Hi Baram B'Yom HaSos Hashem Elokim. Eretz v'Shamayim. This is the history of the heaven and earth when they were created on the day that God made Eretz v'Shamayim. However, what's significant is in the first pasuk it says just Elokim, and in this pasuk it says Hashem Elokim. Elokim is midas hadin, is gvura, is power, is fear. Havaya Shem yud kei vav yud and then a hey and then a vav and then a hey. Hashem, Hashem Elokim. That means rachamim. That's chesed. That's ahava. Din and Gvura, strength and strict judgment, are two sides of one coin. Being Omed B'din, when one is keeps the Din, that gives power, strength. And when there's no possibility of Din, then there's also going to be power, called the Olim Govar. The Gvura, the Alimut, the power, the violence, is what represents Din. So either you have being Omed B'din, when you're mevara the din, that gives strength, that gives legitimization for what exists. And then when there is when there's no din, then there's another type of gvura. It's called the olim govar. That's all in the realm of din. When it's impossible for the world to withstand the strict din, then comes rachamim, or sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does a chesed chinam. He does chesed with no merit. So that's din and rachamim. And the relationship between these two parashiyos, the first parashiyos Elokim, and then Hashem Elokim, it says in the Medrash that betchila ala b'machshava levrosa b'midas hadin, Hashem wanted to create the world. That was ala b'machshavta b'midas hadin. He saw the world is not miskayim, so he was makdim midas harachamim v'shitva l'midas hadin. So first came rachamim, and then came din, in order that the world should be able to exist. B'yom HaSos Hashem Elokim, Eretz v'Shamayim. The shituf of these two contradictory midos is what creates a pshara. It creates a compromise. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin 6b, Eza mishpat yesh bo shalom. What's a judgment that has peace? Ze bitzua. That is pshara. That is making a compromise. So that's what happens over here. We have to compromise. We have these two midos havchios. You have din and rachamim, and that the compromise between these two midos enables the creation of the world. And these two together create tiferes. When you have a harkava of chesed and rachamim, chesed and gvura, din and rachamim, it creates tiferes, glory. This is Kabbalah, as in much of Rav Kook's writings in his shmuzim, shal shudas shmuzim, as this one is an example of. So he invokes a lot of Kabbalah, and obviously I'm clearly not the person to understand it or explain it. So we just read the words and understand it with our very, very small shel rosh. So in the Eitz Chaim and Shar Chof Zayin, Os Beis, it says, Tiferes hu amachriya bein chesed legvura. That's what's decisive between chesed and gvura, is Tiferes. Uveyoso kol mishneim nikra tiferes. That's tiferes is chesed, and gvura sotu in the Rambam, of us 2:1. The middle of the road is she tiferes leoseha. That is derech hamemutzas. That's finding the middle ground. That's the pshara. That's the middle of the road. So that's Hashem Elokim. That's finding this pshara, this compromise between din and rachamim, between chesed and gvura. And that's this allowed, enabled Matan Torah. Vatiferes, it says Gemara Brachas, Zu Matan Torah. It is explained in the Enaya over there in Brachas. You can look it up in Ches Amid Aleph, and also in the Ola Asuriyah and Chelek Aleph, on page Reish Lamed Gimel. Now, on a higher level, you have the Das. Das also is what makes the Ichud, is what unites these two different concepts of Chochma and Bina. It also brings together two different sides, just like Tiferes does. As it says in the Eitz Chaim in Sharim Memches, Oz Beis, Hadas hu amachriya u mechabel Chochma u Bina. Das is what connects Chochma and Bina. So we have Tiferes connects Chesed and Gvura, Din and Rachamim, and you have Das, which connects Chochma and Bina. The relationship between Hamalkivim Hanigudiim, these contradictory, conflicting elements of that Tiferes creates between the relationship between the different elements that Tiferes brings together and the different elements that Das brings together is the relationship between Prat and Klal. Das is Klalit, is Mekifa. So that's the idea of Yadata Hayom. You have to bring together the different Nigudim, the different contrasts in creation, and know that Hashem, Hu HaElokim. That Hashem is Elohim, and obviously each name having significance, but that's the idea, knowing God that you have to use your das for. It's v'yadat hayom. And Tiferes is in the world of Prat. Again, Bechinas das is Klolis, Tiferes is Pratis. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach, Ki'im Li'ir'an, Chazal say, and here it says in the Pasuk Hashem Elokecha. So you have both names of Hashem, and Chazal say that all HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his Beis Gnazav, in his storehouse, is an oitzer of Yiras Shamayim, is a storehouse of fear of heaven. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach, Kim Liyira. So that's the tashtit, that's the basis of the world. The world can't be miskayim, so you also need to be mishatef, rachamim and chesed. That's Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach. Like the Yom HaSos Hashem Elokim Shemayim Varetz. So you have to be, you have to put together the Rachamim with the Din, and that's the Tiferes. So again, Das is more Klali, and Tiferes is more Prati, is more specific, is less all-encompassing. Now, since you have this world of Tiferes, it also, Tiferes brings along with it Bechira, and the possibility that the Yetzer Hara is going to overpower one. So that's the glory that we have. We have the opportunity to choose. We have different possibilities of Ra and Tov, of Chesed and Din, of good and evil. So you have the opportunity to choose between the two. So in the world of Tiferes, that's in our world, that's the, like we said before, the world was created Otzer Shel Yira, which you have to put together with the Yira, you also have to put together the Chesed and the Rachamim. So that allows for Bechira, meaning it's not just Yira. It was just Yira, so then we're toast. But since it's Tiferes that combines the two, so it gives us an opportunity to choose, and there's leeway. Whereas that's in the world of Tiferes. In the world of Das, the higher level, that's Chachma and Bina together. There, the Chet is understood in all of its severity, in all of its seriousness. The Gedulas Bechinas Hadas is Ramos in the Drash of Chazal. Gedolah Das, how great is Das? It was given between the two names of God, Kel Deos Hashem. So that Deos, Das, in between the name of Aleph and Alamed, and the name of Yud and then Hey and above and then Hey. the very possibility of being able, so that's the greatness of Das, the possibility of being able to give names appears by Adam before the sin. Vayikra Adam Shemos, Bereishis 2:20. And on this task, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to the Malachi Hasheres, his chachma, chachmaso, of who? The chachma of Adam Arisham is meruba mishalachem, is greater than your chachma. Because Adam Arishon called Hashem the Adon Lekol HaBrios. And also it says in Yeshaya 42:8, Ani Hashem Hu Shemi, and then Bereishis Rabba 17:4, Shmi Shekara Li Adam Arishon. That's the name that Adam Arishon called me. The name of Yudke Vavke, the name of Adnus, that's the name that Adam Arishon called me. So Adam Arishon has the capacity to give out names. And that comes from the world of Das, from the foundation of Das, from man's Das before the sin. Before the sin, there was a Hanhaga Nisis. There was a world of miracles. And we did not need nature. Nature wasn't necessary. And even nature was perceived as miraculous. After the sin comes the corruption, the change in the Seder Hanhagas HaOlam. And even food, natural food, basic food, man can only acquire when he toils and works hard. Zeas apecha toichal lachem. With the sweat of your brow, you will eat your bread. So before the sin, it was all miracles. And now we've gone down to such a level that even for the most basic things, there's no miracles. We have to work very hard just to get a little bread out of the ground. The yisod of this kilkul is the foundation of this corruption was in the sin of Adam Arishon, the sin of Achil of Eitz Hadas, Toiv Vara, the sin of eating from the tree of knowledge, good and bad. It says in the Zohar HaKadosh, begin the Yanka, Masrin, Sitrin, V'yadalon, V'shira, V'gavayu, Ikrihachi, Toiv Vara. Because begin the Yanka, that it's Yonik, it nourishes, Mitrain, Sitrin, from two sides. V'yadalon, he knows them. V'shaya begavayu, and he dwells in them, it's called this good and bad. So the good and bad are taking their nourishment from the two sides, the side of Tov and the side of Ra, from the dark side, from the light side. Adam Arishon couldn't understand how you have two different conflicting elements in one tree, Tov and Ra in one tree. How does Das include all these brand things that conflict with each other? When according to the truth, this harkava, this good and bad, this conflict, this contrast is the secret of our world. That's what allowed for the existence of our world. Din and Racham and Chesed and Gvura. So that's also going to be Tov and Ra. And Adam Rishon couldn't chap that. How that works. So maybe he ate it in order to be able to digest this idea, in order to understand this idea, which is in fact the soul of our world of conflicts, of contrasts. Before the sin, he had Das. Before the sin, Adam Arishon was able to give names. That's when he was on a higher level, but he still couldn't understand these conflicts in the world. Now that he ate from the tree, instead of the good and bad being outside of him, now the good and bad is inside of him. And that's where our problems begin. What happened in the history of mankind as an outcome of the the seduction of the Nachash also happened to our nation. The original plan was Botiachas Amim Mitzrayim Tavdim Selokim Al Harazeh. Avoda Bechinas Din. You have, when God took you out of Egypt, you're supposed to serve Elohim on this mountain. And this avoda, this service, is din. That's Elohim, which is the shame of din. Comes Amalek, the nation of the Nachash, and he cools off this tension of avoda. Asher Karcha, he cooled you off on the way to Har Sinai. He separated between Nes and Teva. Originally, before the Nachash, Adam and Gan Eden, Nes and Teva were one. Even the Tiviyut was seen as Nisi. Even nature was seen as a Nes. And comes Amalek, and he separates between the two. When we were on our way to Har Sinai to do the Avoda, Bo'tziach HaSem Yisrael Tavdunos Elokim Al Harazeh, Bechinas Din, Bechinas Elokim. So that's why Matan Torah begins, Ala Harazeh. That's Matan Torah. So we have Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What is Hashem Elokecha? That's Din and Rachamim. That's Av and Yira. Notice now we need the Din and the Rachamim. We need the Av and the Yira because you can't... We can't survive just with din, because now there's Amalek in the world, and there's Ra, and we're going to be seduced by Ra. So therefore, we need this shiluv of Rachamim as well, of Av as well. We need things to be easier on us. That's after the coming of Amalek. The tafkid of Adam Rishon and Gan Eden was la'avdo l'shamra, and the Zohar it says la'avdo is mitzisese and l'shamra is lo sise. Mitzvah's essay or ahava, that's the emotional source of essays, of doing. You do because you love and you feel love, you want to do for the person. Laisase is yira, so the Ramban teaches us. All kumva say is midas hachesed. Bahad Yitzchak speaks about this in Maimer Nindal at Oz Beis. Also in the Sefer Shem and Ra'anan in page Kuf Lamites. So every kumva say, the makor is midas hachesed. That's active. Sheval Tasa is Gvura, it's passive, it stops, withholds, holds back. So we have a tzivu in the Torah and Yira, Hashem Elokecha Tira, it's one of 248 mitzvah sases. So how's it possible that Yira, which is rooted in passivity, how's that included in Asiya as a mitzvah sases? So we see from here that deep within Yira is a hava. There's a hava within Yira, and that's how it can be a mitzvah say. This ahava that's within Yira was also the nusach that God had when he created the world. He wanted to create the world with din. And even this din that he originally had thought of was going to encompass within it rachamim. Gvura together with chesed. Because miyisod ahava is that zdonos becomes schus. When you do tshuva mehava, your one's willing sins become merits. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who sits on the praises of the Jewish people, he loves the Jewish people, Yoshev Tilis Yisrael, seeks out the merits. And it emerges that ahava also is used in the creation of the world, just it's hidden. Right? Eventually, when afterwards Hashem made it more revealed, the chesed, the ahava. But now it's hidden. At the creation of the world, it was supposed to be hidden within the din. And that's called the chesed olam. Like it says in the pasuk, Ki amarti chesed olam yibane. Now that there's a perud, the separation between ahava and yira, is because of kil kol adam al yidei hachet. Now it's two separate things, ahava and yira. Originally, the ahava was supposed to be encompassed within the yira. And that's ki amarti olam chesed yibane, that's a chesed olam. But now the ahava and yira are separated. והיא מחשב עליונה, המחשב הקדומה הבראשיתית על עולם העומד במידת הדין. In the future we're going to have a world which is predicated on din. When the world is fixed, there's tikkun olam, or as our reforming conservative brothers say, tikkun olam. And that was mekubal b'yadeinu, that la'asid lavo, that halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai, whose midas midas hadin. As the Alter Rebbe says in the Likutei Torah b'Midbar, Nandalad. So in the Gemara, it says in Yevamos 7a, a lav is, a loisase is chomer. Nevertheless, even though loisase is very chomer, Gemara says, asi ese v'dachi loisase. The be'inah de misa'akar lav kamukim ase. That's why you're allowed to wear tzitzis with shatnez, because when you're mekayim the essay, it's doicha the loisase. Shabbos kuflam et beiz, am et beiz with Rashi, b'shas, levisha, me'akar lav ha'makayim ese. So, in our world, in other words, when you're wearing the tzitzis, it's doicha the lav of kalayim, uprooted. And you're mekayim the ese. In our world, where there's av and yira, they're two separate things, not one bechina, and the world is chesed and din, so you have to have this this dechia of ase over losase, of ava over yira, of chesed over din. However, losid lava, when there's going to be an achdus between the two, when we see that within the yira is a hava, that within the din is chesed, it's not there's going to be no dechia anymore. It's not going to be doicha because they're going to be one thing. It can only be doicha if it's two separate things, not if it's one thing. Another expression we have of Bechinas Din Arachim we find in the Zohar, when he talks about the different materials used for the building of the Mishkan. Zohar says the Zohar Kadosh Truma, Koflam et Hamad Aleph, Raza di Yoyma de Rosh Hashanah, di Yu Yoyma de Din, of Kesef de Yom Kippurim, de Mislabnan, Choveon di Yisrael. Zohar is the secret of the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of Din. That's Zohar, that's gold. Gold is Rosh Hashanah, is Din. Kesef is Yom Kippur, that the sins of the Jewish people are whitened. So again, Zav is Din is Rosh Hashanah, Kesef is Yom Kippur, that's the day of, Kesef is silver, is Chesed, the days our sins are whitened like silver. The redness, the reddish hue of gold, that it's similar to red, so that is a symbol of Din. And the white, the whiteness of, the lightness of the Kesef, that's the symbol of rachamim. And that's why we have a rule in halacha above Mitzia 44a that has zav kaina es hakesef. That zav acquires kesef. What does that mean? It means bebechina zav betoich hadin klula af bechinas harachamim. That's what it means, that gold buys silver. That means that within the din there's rachamim. See the Toldos Yaakov Yosef in Sadi Gimel Amud Aleph, in the Sefer Tzafnas Paneach, meaning it was written by the Bala Toldos Yaakov Yosef, and also Meshiloch at the beginning of Parashas Toldos, and the Sefer Kol Mavasar at the beginning of Parashas Toldos, the name of Chidush Arim, Pritzadik Bamidbar Tezayin. Al Kol Panim, we have over here this inyan of a Zav Koines HaKesef, that within the Zav, within the Din, there's kesef, there's rachamim. That's the madrega that we had in the time of Shlomo HaMelech. Ein kesef, lo nechshev yimei Shlomo l'muma. Melachim 1:10:21, that there was no silver. It was like nothing in the time of Shlomo. Because the spiritual level of the Jews in the time of Shlomo, when the Beis HaMikdash was built, was such that mercy, ahava, was not nechshav. The avodas Hashem was zav, it was yira. It was din. Within that was love, was kesef. But ein kesef lo nechshev mishlomo l'uma was all covered up by the din, by the zav. Zav kones ha-kesef, ava that's covered up by yira. So to Reish Lakish, Bereishis Rabbah 16:2, Ohe alam roi l'shtamish b'zav lo manevra b'shvil beis ha-mikdash. The world wasn't worthy of using zav. Why is there zav for the sake of the beis ha-mikdash? Shenemer hu zahav ha-aretz ha-hi toiv. Since the world can't be miskayim b'midas hadin, how can you have zav, who is bechina zdin, And the answer is for the Mikdash. That's why we have the gold. We have the gold of Din for the Mikdash Makom Hayira, where we have the is a revelation of the Pnimius, of the Zav, the Ava. It says about the Beis Hamikdash, it was Refidaso Zav and Toichoi Ratzuf Ahava. So within this din, there was a Hava. One of the Nisim that was done in the Mikdash was Halbanas Lashon Shel Zahiris, the transformation of din to Rachamim. Kevin Sheigia, Sari Lamidbar, Hayamalbim, the Gemara says in Yuma 67a, Emiu Chatoichem Kashanim, Kasheleg Yalbinu. So that's the inyan of the halbana, the whitening. If your sins are like scarlet, they will become white like snow. So you have in this mikdash this haficha of din, of the zav to the rachamim to the kesef. The maila of the mikdash was expressed in its koach to transform the zidonos to zchuyos. It changes the shani, yimukatim hokashani, the red, the scarlet, the zav, becomes lavan, becomes kesef, becomes din, becomes rachamim. And the din becomes rachamim. The zav becomes kesef. The chilik between din and rachamim and briyas ha'olam caused a pitzul, a separation in between maisim and their reward. So darshan chazal, Erevin 22a, Avodah Zarah 3a, Hayom la'asosam, and see also the Parag Yitzchak Shabbos Maimer Dalet Oischas, Hayom la'asosam, today you do, and tomorrow you receive the reward. Today you do, and tomorrow you receive the reward. If we're in the world of din, the maisa and the reward would be tzamud, would be juxtaposed, one right after the other. But the world can't withstand that metach of immediate reward and punishment. So comes the shituf of midas harachamim, and it separates between the chet and the onesh, between the mitzvah and the schar, between the today and tomorrow. That's also the kavanah of the Mishnah, when it says in the Mishnah, yafashach es shuv meis tov me'olam hazim kol chayalam haba. Better is a little bit of tshuva meis and tov in this world than all of the next world. Because the libid emes, in the maisa mitzvah in this world, there's also schar. It's only revealed in olam haba. However, mipchenas gulit, samut hagmur lemaaseh. So ideally, in principle, in a perfect world, gmul and maisa come together. Meaning, right after you do the maisa, you get the reward. And therefore, shachas tshuva maisim tovim is greater, because within the maisa is the schar. We just have to wait to get it before al, but it's there. So therefore, it's even better than all olam haba. Olam haba is the world of reward. But in this world, we have tshuva maisim tovim, which is, in theory, ideally, maisa and reward, which unfortunately has to be delayed. But that's the ideal. The beginning of the bria, Gan Eden was the heart of the world, was the center of the world, as it says in Tainus 10a, kol olam kulam mitamsis. Gan Eden, who shows a shenamer of Noyotim Eden Hashus Gan. The whole world was drinking from Gan Eden. The whole world was receiving the nourishment sustenance from Gan Eden after the revelation of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Now Eretz Yisrael is Merkas HaOlam. Bekam Tavei Alisa Malamich Eretz Yisrael Gavoya Mikol HaAratzei Subeis Hamikdash Gavoya Eretz Yisrael. Now the middle point is Eretz Yisrael. It's not Gan Eden anymore. That's the center of the world. But Eretz Yisrael, Ikar Mashdiso Shel Olam Mitzion, it says in the Tanchum and Parashas Kedoshim. What I quoted before, Vakamta Ve'alisa, you should get up and go up. That Eretz Yisrael is the highest of all the lands, based on which Eretz Yisrael, that's in the Sifrin Shelftim Kufnim base, Sanhedrin 87a. So the Chazal Darshan, Mispad Lecha Derech Aretzim, the Tfilas Yisrael Begoyla, go up, Derech, Eretz Yisrael. The Tafkid of a man in Gan Eden was La'avda L'shamra, V'lashan Azor, La'avda B'kudin De'ese L'shamra, B'kudin Lo'isesei. Supposed to serve God with essays, to guard the mitzvahs with lois essays. Lumadzot, we recognize Gan Eden as a place of Kabbalah Sechar. So it's doing mitzvahs and also the place of Sechar, Bracha 16b, 28b, void, 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 to tell us that in the world before the Kilkol, there was a Zahut, there was an identity between the Olam HaAsi and the Olam HaGmul. Gan Eden was the place of Maisa HaMitzvahs. V'samach L'Asi Yosan, matan scharan. You're supposed to get the reward right away. Since Eretz Yisrael is perceived as the substitute for Gan Eden, therefore Chazal say, kol mahalif dalad amos b'Eretz Yisrael, muftach lo shu ben olam haba. He is assured that he's a ben olam haba if he walks out of Abraham's in Eretz Yisrael. We find that Chazal called Eretz Yisrael tibor ha'aretz. So, and Pashas, it means the middle of the land, the center, but it's also, Tibor is also where you have this Ibul, that's where the pregnancy is, that's hidden. So, Avlad b'mei imo, it says, Piv sasa v'tiburo pasuach, v'oechel mash imo echeles. So it's like belly button is open, and it's eat what its mother eats, because he can't eat from his mouth, he eats from his stomach, from the middle. So Eretz Yisrael is a b'chin of Ibur, of pregnancy, just like pregnancy relates to the Tibor, that's where the child receives sustenance from the mother, and that umbilical cord connected to his belly button. And La said, Lavo, Eretz Yisrael is going to be Bechinas Leda, as it says, Beterem Tochi Lelada, Beterem Yavu Chebela, Bemlita Zachar, Hayuchal Eretz Beim Echad, Kicholagam Yod at Zion, Esponaz is going to be this miraculous birth of Zion, birthing its children, Isaiah 66, 7 to 8. That's the Leda. La said, Lavo, Eretz Yisrael is going to give birth. In the meantime, it's Bechinas Ibur. That's why it's called Tibor Haaretz. The bechina of the koyach, the potential, the ibor of Eretz Yisrael, is Ramaz b'divrei Chazal brought by Rashi. Vayitzorach lahaskel esetar lamechot shezelachem matam pasach b'bereishis mishum koyach maisav higid la'am u'detar. The bechina of koyach, the potential, the ibor of Eretz Yisrael, is alluded to in Rashi. According to Chazal, loyitzorach lahaskel esetar lamechot shezel. Lachem should have started from Chodesh Hazelachem, the first mitzvah. Why does it start with Bereishis? Because of Koach Masav Higid La'amo. That's the Koach She'asid L'Zgalos. In other words, the power. Koach Masav Higid La'amo. L'asei Islam Nachal Azgoyim. The power of his deeds. He told to his nation to give them the inheritance of the nations. The koach that's going to be mizgala b'malach ha-sipra al-todos olam al-todos ha-aretz. This is the power. That's the koach mas of higid lama. That's the power that's going to be revealed in the story of the history of the world and the history of the land. So because of the mile of Eretz Yisrael, the Torah starts with this story of the parish of Bria, of the Bria, and the whole... Hishtal Shalut, how the whole procession until the parish of Achodesh Zelachem. So Eretz Yisrael is worthy of Arichus until it gets us to the mitzvahs, the Sipur that's makdim the mitzvahs. The Bekoach, the Ibur, the story of Eretz Yisrael, the power. Koach means potential. Koach also means power. The power and potential of Eretz Yisrael that's revealed in the story of creation and everything that happens until the giving of the Torah. So in other words, that's like the Ibur of the mitzvahs. That's the power and that's the potential that ultimately brings to the mitzvahs. That's what we have from Parshas Bereishis until Parshas Bo. That's the Sipur, that's the story, that's the Bekoach, that's the power, that's the potential that ultimately brings about the mitzvahs. The relationship between the story and the commandment, in other words, Bereishis until Bo, and then from Bo on, where we start the mitzvahs, is like the relationship between the Bechina of Seichel, intellect, and will. Seichel relates to mitzvah. The Ratzon, the desire, that's revealed in the story. The story tells you what the desire is, what was wanted, what was supposed to be. And the... The Seichel tells us the mitzvah, what was actually commanded. L'chora, the mile of the Seichel is greater than the Ratzon. You would think that intellect is greater than will, but there is an element that it is, but it's also, in a way, will is greater. Because like it says, I believe about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Af agav d'les machshavet tfisa bei reos d'liba tafis bei. The machshav is in tafis, but there's a certain ratzon halev that with which one can be tofes. This is a line from the Zohar Chelekim Resh Pei Tes, Me'aksita of the Ramami Pano, Simon Lamed Beis, Shomer Amunim, Vikuach Sheni Simon Chav Zayin, Likutei Torah Parshas Matos, etc., etc., Torah Or. So this is explained that even though there's no Malach, there's no Saraf that can perceive of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Lech Machshava Tfisa Bei Klal, nevertheless, Bereyasa Beliba Yutaf is Haratzen Apnimi Ukasher B'Kedusha Se'etzem. Hasod Apnimi Shel HaChefetz V'Shtokas Shel HaKedusha Oila Ad Ha'etzem. In other words, in order to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can. But if you have a Ratzon, you can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your Ratzon, with your Shtokas. Again, these are deep Kabbalistic ideas. We're just giving a Nigladika interpretation. So that's why in the world of Ratzon and the world of desire, and those are the stories that we tell, and that's the story of the Bria. And the story of the Bria tells about the Ratzon of what was supposed to be together with what was. And the Seichel, what actually we have to do, that relates to the mitzvah. But the Ratzon is revealed in the Sipur. Machshava is rooted in Chachma. And Chachma has limitations. Ratzon, you have two types of Ratzon. You have Ratzon Elyon and Ratzon Tachton. This is discussed by the Alter Rebbe in Likutei Torah, Vayikra Lamed Vav Amud Beis, also Aras HaKodesh, Chelek Beis Chachmas HaKodesh, Achiyus HaOlamis, Prakim Lamed to Lamed Aleph, pages Shin Samach Ches to Shin Samach Tes, and Makdama to Aras HaKodesh, page 24 and on. So, we have a Ratzon Elyon and Ratzon Tachton. The Ratzon Tachton comes after Machsheves HaSeichel, Ha'orech Dover Dover Alofanov. So after you have the Seichel, comes the Ratzon. And that's clear. And then there's the Ratzon HaElyon, which is, as it says in Aras HaKodesh, in Chelek Aleph, in page Resh Nun Tes, Ha'etgalut HaRishona Shel HaMahut HaRuchanit, which is the first revelation of the spiritual essence, which precedes the Seichel. That's the Ratzon HaElyon. So Eretz Yisrael is connected to the Ratzon HaElyon. So again, we have the Bechin of Ratzon, which is revealed in the Sipur. And then in this Ratzon, that's the Ratzon HaElyon, which is Eretz Yisrael. So when we talk about the story of creation, this purpose of the story of creation is about Eretz Yisrael, right? At the Koach Masav Higi Lama Losis and Nachal Es Goyim, the Goyim claim that Eretz Yisrael belongs to them, we can say, no, he gave it to us. So the story of the Bria relates to Ratzon Elyon, Ha'et Galut HaRishona Shel HaMahut HaRuchanit, the first revelation of the spiritual essence, and that's Ratzon Elyon, and Eretz Yisrael is connected to Ratzon Elyon, as Rashi himself writes, Beritzono Nitna Lahem, or Beritzono Nitla Mehem, that with God's will, he gave it to them, and with God's will, he took it from them. So it's all relating to will. Eretz Yisrael relates to will, and will precedes, Ratzon precedes Seichel. Seichel is the mitzvah from Parashas Bo, but this is the world of Hashem's Ratzon, which is just amazing, and that's the Sipur of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Ratzon HaElyon. That's God's higher desire, Kiviyachol. And that's why he gave Eretz Yisrael to us and took Eretz Yisrael from then. Hasipur kamur enyino b'ratzon umat ha-mitzvah shiyesoda b'secha v'lachain hu kodem la-mitzvot. Hakarat ha-umot le'atid tavi la-hachzarata shel Eretz Yisrael li-Yisrael b'ratzonam shel ha-goyim. O az yitmalei ratzono shel makom. B'ratzono natna lahem. So the story is rooted in Ratzon, as we said before. Again, Seichel relates to Machshava, and Ratzon relates to story, and that's the story of Eretz Yisrael, which is God's highest Ratzon, which is giving it to us. And that's going to be revealed in the future. Eretz Yisrael is going to be returned to the Jewish people, and then God's Ratzon is going to be fulfilled. The first Machshava was to create the world b'midas hadin. So even if it was put away, it was set aside, b'shas habriya, la'asid, with the tikkun of all the kilkulim, it is going to return. The machshava rishon, alivreos olam b'midas hadin, after the final tikkun, is going to come back. So we see in the Gemara, ki ata avinu, ki Avraham lo yida'anu, v'Yisrael lo yikirenu, ata Hashem avinu, go'alenu me'alam shemecha, you are our father, God, Avram didn't know us, Yaakov, Yisrael didn't recognize us, you are God, our father, our redeemer, your name is forever, Isaiah 63:15. Lasid lavo, yomelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram b'necha chatu, amelofanav v'ronu shalom, yimachu HaKadosh Shemecha. Amar Emra Le Yaakov, double eight Sargi Dobonim, Efshe the boy Racham Elayu, Amar Le Benecha Chotu, Amar Le Fun of Rabbonu Shalom, Yimacho Akadush Shemecha, Amar Lo Besavi Time, Lo Bedarat Getzim, Le Yitzchak Benecha Chotu Li, Amar Le Fun of Rabbonu Shalom, Benai Velo Benecha, Nasi Yonem Lamarim Vormim Ki Ato Avinu, Lasi Lov Vukshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakas Yisrael Bedin Yikwal Avram, Lenu Midas HaChesed, Yaakov Teferes. So the Gemara says, explaining this Gemara, that the Gemara explaining this pasuk that in the future God's going to say to Avram, your children sin, and he's going to say, God, let them be erased on your holiness of your name. So he said, I'm going to tell Yaakov who's going to have tzar gidol banim. Avram says, tell Yaakov, yeah, he's going to have tzar gidol banim. Maybe he's going to ask for mercy. So Hashem says to Yaakov, your son sinned. And Yaakov said, Rabbanu Shalom, let them be erased on your Al Kedusha Shemecha. So first Avram says, let them be erased Al Kedusha Shemecha. And then, excuse me, God says, I'll tell Yaakov, and he's going to have tzar gidol banim, maybe he's going to ask for mercy. And then he says to Yaakov, your son sinned. And then Yaakov says, Rabbanu Shalom, they should be erased on the holiness of your name. And he says, Lo b'sabi time of a lo b'dar diki eitza. And there's no tam in the saba, and there's no eitza, there's no counsel in the young. So Yaakov isn't being helpful. He says, Yimachu HaKadosh Shemecha. And Avram isn't being helpful. He says, Yimachu HaKadosh Shemecha. And then he comes to Yitzchak, and he says, Yitzchak, your children sin. And he says, Ribbono Shalom, they're my children, not your children. And they raised their eyes to heaven, and they said, you are our father. Blessed love, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him, Zaka, the Jews, people, Bedin, he's going to call Avram Chesed, no go. He's going to call Yaakov Teferes, Chesed and Gvura, no go. Lo b'savi time, lo b'dar ki eitze. Only Yitzchak, pachad Yitzchak, midas ha-gvura v'adin, that is what is going to be mizaket the Jewish people, the yira that it encompasses within it, ahava, the zahav that encompasses the kesef. That's the Bechina of Yitzchak, the Yira which has Ahava within it. The world was created with a Beis, so it says in the Yerushalmi, Eini Boreh Olam Ela B'Beis, Shelo Yukol Be'Olam Omrim, Hecha Olam Yochol La'amod. So even though Aleph is the first letter, the world was created with a Beis, which is Lashon Baracha. Since Hashem saw the world as in Miskayim, he was Mishatef Midas Harachem and Midas Hadin. And that's a bracha for Kiyoma Olam, right? Because people shouldn't say, how's the world going to stand? So God creates the world with a Beis. And Beis is an Osef bracha. So now the world has the koach to stand. So what gives the world Kiyom is the Beis, is the bracha. It's interesting. It says, Elo told us Shemaim Ratz Behi Baram. Avram, that in Tzchus Avram the world was created. We know that Avram's is about Avram Veye Baracha. So Avram brings the Baracha to the world. The Maila of Eretz Yisrael is that in Eretz Yisrael we have Nes within Teva. Even if Eretz Yisrael Hashem Elokecha Dorei Shaisa, so it's special. God's eyes are on it. But when we went into Eretz Yisrael, the month stopped, like we have in Yehoshua 5:12. Amalek is Mafrid, like we saw before, between Nes and Teva. They make that separation, like in Gan Eden, made Adam sin, because in Gan Eden everything was nice, even the Teva was seen as nice, and now there's that separation between Nais and Teva, and they attacked us before Matan Torah. Asher Karcha B'derech, we had this Resicha, we had this fire for Avodas Hashem, and then came the Amalek, the Nachash HaLumi, B'kirer B'tzinen et Metach HaAvodah, Asher Karcha B'derech Lahar Sinai, Frid Ben Advekim, Ben Nais LaTeva, and therefore we start off Har Sinai, Noichi Hashem Elokecha. We bring together these hafachim, we unite them, Noichi Hashem Elokecha, Shem Elokim v'Shem Avay, Yedin v'Racham im Abba v'Chesed. And Amalek tries to separate. Originally it was supposed to be Botziacha Asa'am Mitzrayim Tavdun as Elokim ala Harazeh. It was supposed to be just Elokim. It was supposed to be Din, but Amalek comes and separates between between din and rachamim. So there now there's that separation of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That was created by Amalek. And so now we want to come into Eretz Yisrael. We have to destroy Amalek. We were in Stava Mechias Amalek, so that we can have the Teva can be within the Nes. And that ultimately brings to the Tikkun Kol Olam Kula. There's an article Chatoi Bereshis in the world of Maran Arav by Rabbi Shaviv Zichron Alavracha, the Sefer Ba'oro. It's just put out in Tav Shemem Vav, so you can look there for more about this idea. And so this was Maran Arav's Shal Shittis Drasha again from 1929, Tafri Tzadi. And at the end, it's called Shmuot HaRa'aya. This is a Shmur was heard from the Rav based on notes of different Talmidim. And then at the end, Rav Adari Zichron Levracha, who's the editor of this volume, brings together the Shpeshule HaShmua, the bottom of the Shmua, what his final comments are. So he brings it together beautifully. The Rav writes, הסבר השימוש הכפול והמתחלף בשמות הבורא בפרשת הבריאה היא עיקרה של השמועה. So we start off with the different names of the Bore, of Hashem and Elohim at the time of the Bria. Right, originally the Bria was supposed to be just Elohim, Bereshis Bara Elohim. Just like Matan Torah was supposed to be Tav Dunas Elohim Al HaRazek Kulo Din, but then Amalek comes and separates, and now we have a Afrada. We separate Anochi Hashem Elokecha between the two Shemas, which is exactly what happened at the time of the Bria. And that's before Chayt Adam Rishon, after Chayt Adam Rishon. That's the world we live in now. Of separation between different contrasts. And they're not all encompassed in one, Nes and Teva. Din and Rachamim. Yisodot shel Din v'Rachamim, Chesed v'Gvura, Mumutzar, Kavatam, Tiferet, HaPshara, Hem HaMamshichim, Meshamshim b'Briat HaOlam. Diyun Amok b'Markivei Gvura v'Chesed b'Briat v'Toldotah HaNoshit, Ba b'Shmoneh Kvatzim Kovetz Alef, Kuf Samach Dalet. Ekronot Kabbaliim Eilu Yesh Behem Gam Bitui B'Olam HaHalacha. Asei V'Lo Ta'asei, Kol Dalim Gavar, Bitzua Pshara. So as always, the Rav brings in a lot of the sides of the Kabbalah and the philosophy. There's also a halacha here, why essay is daicha leisa say, because they're separate, they're not one. So you have to have one over the other. In the future, it's not going to be daicha, because essay and leisa are going to be one. Din and rachamim are going to be one. The world was created with pshara. It was created with the pshara between din and rachamim. Hem mistamlim gam olam ha-matechet. We have zahav and we have kesef. We spoke about how the zahav, the kesef is encompassed by the zav, and that's Yitzchak, and that's Yitzchak's midas hadin, av mekupelet betocha yira, and that's why Yitzchak is going to save us lasid lava when Avram and Yaakov didn't. Al pi hanachot yisod elu musparim af sipurei gan Eden, ma'amada shel Eretz Yisrael, chet adam rishon, kriyat hashemot. Umnam levad ha-sipurim bat ba'ab torah af ma'arechot ma'arechot ha-mitzvot. So we have two parts. We have stories and we have law. We have that relates to machshava and ratzon, seichel and ratzon. And ratzon is higher than seichel, and we start with ratzon, that's the story. And the ratzon is the ratzon primarily to give us Eretz Yisrael, which is where we, where the Torah started, and that's the ratzon elyon of Hashem. We spoke about a ratzon elyon and a ratzon tachton, and we said that the ratzon tachton comes after machshava, comes after seichel, whereas the ratzon elyon, the higher ratzon, is a etgalut harishona shel hamahut haruchanit. First revelation of the spiritual essence, and we talk about the ultimate tikkun of destroying Amalek and bringing together Av and Yira, and Din and Chesed, and the tikkun Hashalem, and the bracha that the world is going to have. Yaakov represents the pshara between Din and Rachamim. That's Tiferes. And that's what allows for Bechira. And that's what allows the world to exist. Yitzchak is the world of din, and that's the ultimate world, la'asid lavo. And within that din, there's going to be love, there's going to be rachamim. And that's why in the Beis Hamikdash, the din turns into rachamim. The red strip of wool turns white when the Jewish people's sins are forgiven, as we see in the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur. And the Zahav, right? The Zahav is worthy of the Beis Hamikdash, and that's din. Zahav is din, but again, Zahav kones hakesef. Within the din, there's rachamim. And we saw how Eretz Yisrael takes the place of Gan Eden. And Eretz Yisrael is the bechina of koach, the bechina of the power of God. Koach mas of higid lam alas islam nachal as goyim. This ibur, this potential that ultimately brings to the mitzvahs. And that's the world of sipur. And the sipur is the world of Ratzon, that's God's will, because God's will to give us Eretz Yisrael. And then there's the Seichel, there's the Machshava, that's the Bechin of Mitzvahs. And it was, as where the Rav always presents us with, it was Mamish, a very, very deep mimer. We spoke about how in an ultimate world, there's immediacy, there's immediate schar, immediate onesh. And that's why Adam was created in Gan Eden, where that's the place of mice and the place of schar. Actually interesting that the only mitzvah where the mitzvah is the schar, is sukkah. Sukkah oiroi shel livyosan. So Marana Futner in the Parad Yitzchak on Sukkahs talks about this, that I was just thinking that maybe, he says, where do you see that? That the mitzvah is the schar, but that's the sukkah is oiroi shel livyosan, is la'asid lavo. And that's exactly what's going to be la'asid lavo. The mitzvah will be the schar. Whereas in our world, there's a separation between the zman of the mitzvah and the zman of the schar, because we live in a world of rachamim, of potential, of mercy, of waiting, of things not being immediate, and in the future world, because you can't, otherwise there'd be immediate punishment, immediate reward. We can't live in a world of immediate punishment. But in the future there will be, it will be like that, everything will be immediate, it'll be a world of pure din, and that's Yitzchak. But again, that din is inside of it, like we said, that the Beis HaMikdash is Refidaso Zav, it was gold-plated, but the Toichoi Ratzuf Ahava, but within it was this great love. Rashi there on Shir HaShirim says, Refidaso Mishkavo Vishchano Ala Kaparshi Zav, his resting place in his dwelling were on the ark cover, which is gold. And Batoicho Ratzuf Ahava, its interior bedecked. Rashi says, Sidur Baritzba Sahava Aron V'Kaparis V'Kruvim V'Luchas. Interior is arranged with the floor displaying blood, displaying love. The ark, its cover, proof in the tablets, so you have in the Beis HaMikdash, you have this shiluv of din and ahav of strict judgment. That's the zav, and then together with that, you have the love. Also, it has a mudavas kesef. It's pillars. Pillars are love, and it was. The top was gold and the outside was gold, and that's the din. But it encompassed love, and that's the meat of Yitzchak. And that's why his name is Yitzchak, because that's his panemius. The Yitzchak, the tzchok, the laugh. Anyway, like I said, the Rav is mamish so deep, it's not even shaykh. And this is based on the notes of various Talmidim, and it's not 100% clear exactly what he said. And he gave it also in Yiddish, and it was translated into Hebrew. So it definitely loses in the translation. But whatever we can get and whatever we can understand is worth trillions of dollars. So I thank you so, so, so much for listening. And we should be zochem mitzvah Hashem. There are a number of other drushes and parashas bereishis that we have recorded. So hopefully we will revisit them. We will not revisit them. We will visit them and study them and keep being elevated by the Rav's amazing Torah. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.